Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I was just reading this story in the news this morning as we were getting ready for the show, and I just think it's so funny. Google did what kids are searching about adults. What do you think a kid would search about adults if they were going to Google?
I feel like I don't need a little more context than that. Like, are we talking about what's a conclave, or are we talking about what is a W-2? Are we talking about...
Or is a teenager just going like, what does my dad suck?
Google shared a bunch of stats on the top things Americans have been Googling for adults. So likely the top questions kids are asking about us. And Dan nailed it. That was actually number one.
Why do they suck?
Why are adults so mean?
I know what the youth is going through.
Well, were that not the case, you might not make it to be an adult to ask, have other kids ask you why you suck.
So here are the top five, Kennedy. Why are adults so blank? Why are adults so condescending to kids?
Some of them can be, for sure.
Well, because you're 14 and you don't know what you're talking about. That one hit close to home. Why are adults so tired?
Does Google come back saying, look in the mirror?
Yeah.
Does it turn on the camera on the TV and then turn it back?
Number three is, why are adults so stupid? It's because we drink a lot, probably.
I just don't think logic works sometimes when you're 14 years old.
I don't know. I've met a lot of stupid adults.
Kennedy?
I too, but this, I don't ask why your kid's so stupid to Google.
You don't have
kids. I do.
Kennedy, you don't have kids, but you're going to like this one. Why are adults so obsessed with Disney?
Is that them just hating because they don't get invited?
No, they get invited. They're just over it.
Over what?
They're over it. You what being it? Into it as an adult for something that's for kids, I imagine.
It's not for kids. Kids can't afford it. I said what I said. Disney is made for adults. It's made for people who were once children and have become adults, but do not lose that childlike joy inside of them. And the day you lose that childlike joy, you might as well pack it in. Disney adults for life. In this house, we stand Disney adults.
There's also another set of top questions. Why are adults always blank? Okay? This is so good. Why are adults always so unreasonable?
Seems to be a common thread.
Why are adults always busy?
To pay for your food and the roof over your head?
Why are adults always so late to things like trends?
Because we don't care.
Because we're still doing the trends from when we were your age.
I just don't care.
And why are adults so always so happy? We're faking it. Don't worry. That's why.
Yep. This whole thing's just a house of cards waiting to tumble down. You have so no good. Idea.
I'm surprised one of them wasn't, why are adults always talking about money? That's one that surprised me that didn't make the top five in either of those. This is every moment of every day of every week of every year that I have with my son. This is every day. Every day we touch on these.
Well, you know, growing is simply pushing boundaries. At the end of the day, that is all growth is.
Right.
And with that comes challenges and change. We don't like change. We don't like being told what to do. We want to stretch our arms and fly, but you live in your house and you won't. It is what it is.
Barrett came out of his room the other day, and we were getting ready to go to a lacrosse game, and he's got on sweatpants that he's worn like four times, and they are brown-kneed sweatpants, and they are gray. And Lana and I look at him, we're like, go get a different pair of sweatpants. I don't want to wear the other ones. I want to wear these. You're not going out of the house wearing those. You look like you are. You look like you haven't showered in 4 days if you wear those. That is ridiculous to wear those things. And he is now buried his, he's like standing his ground. He is standing face to face to me, telling me I am not changing these sweatpants. I don't understand why you're trying to make me change these sweatpants.
And all the hills, that's the hill?
This is the one he's ready to die on. I said, Barrett.
No, I'm asking you.
Yes, I'm going to die on this hill.
Is he
going
to play lacrosse in the sweatpants?
Or is he going to church?
No.
Like, what are we doing?
I can't even remember. I think he was going to play lacrosse, to be honest with you.
Then why does it matter?
Because they were covered in mud.
But he's going to go get covered in mud.
No, he's going to play on a turf field. Yeah. But that doesn't matter. He looked like he doesn't have a family.
See, it's always about you.
There it is.
Yes.
Nah, stop projecting,
the
buddy.
Name is on the back of the jersey is our name, not your name.
Okay, well, that is a whole different segment, and I don't have time right now.
The top question on Google is, why haven't parents resolved their trauma and so they don't project it onto me?
Why is it my fault that my dad wants me to wear clean clothes?
I said, we are charged with the responsibility of making sure you go out into the world taken care of, and that you're taking care of yourself, that you are fed, that you know how to brush your teeth.
Some of the worst dressed people I've ever met in my life were the richest, Carson. It don't matter.
You're not leaving our house in dirty ass clothes. Put that into the Google machine.
Put it on your tombstone.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have J.D. Mangrum joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Well, hello, my friend.
What's up, friend? How are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Good. I'm doing amazing this morning.
Glad to hear it.
Kennedy, do you want to tell everybody how we know JD?
Well, JD is the man who put together your church. And the and between the two of you, your church has gone from four folks in a parking lot to a beautiful church. No! I saw you baptized in a parking lot. It was magic.
Jesus is everywhere, man.
Thank you, Dan. You don't need... It's nice four face. Walls you don't need, but your church now is absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. And through the years, JD has always been there with a kind word for me, whether I knew I needed it or not. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful.
Well, that's really kind. I love you guys and big fan of your show for years, and I tolerate Carson every Sunday morning at 10:15 for an hour. So.
Got him.
So JD is celebrating a pretty cool but interesting milestone. As of yesterday, my friend JD, who is the pastor of Christ Church Charlestown, has played catch with a baseball and a glove with another person for 1,000 straight days. And why?
That's a good starting point.
Yeah, nice. I was waiting. It was an awkward pause there. Yeah, honestly, 3 years ago, I guess, we were in the process, like with our church, of just a busy season. And my wife looked at me. My boys at the time were about 13 and 10. She said, look, I know you are grinding and I appreciate it, but our boys need more from you right now than they're getting. And so every day I would just come home from work and throw a baseball with them for 5-10 minutes and just, what was the high point of your day? What was the low point of your day? And didn't set out to throw every day. Honestly, it just set out to connect with my boys. But then started realizing as a pastor, most of the meetings I do are either, you know, have a coffee or have a meal and bring in two baseball gloves and throw in with a neighbor or another pastor or a friend became an easier way to connect with somebody even than sharing a coffee or a meal. And so you just start putting it together, and 1,000 days later, here we are, thunderstorms and nor'easters and other countries and everything else. We're always carrying our gloves and step out to have a throw at some point.
Yeah, January can't be fun for this.
Yeah, you know, I think Noah, my oldest, is the one who gets assigned the bad weather days. And we've definitely thrown in 0-degree weather once or twice, threw in a really bad thunderstorm, lightning storm one time. So, yeah.
Do you ever just grab a stranger off the street and be like, hey, I need a catch partner for today?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. Yeah, you know, the funniest one, I was sitting in an airport in D.C. flying to Chattanooga, but I got a delay. And I was going to meet with a guy in Chattanooga to throw, but I realized the delay wasn't going to allow it to happen. So I just had to go up to a random guy in the Reagan airport and go, I know this is really weird, but you look like I can ask you this. And so I stood there and threw baseball with this guy in Reagan Airport, I think, one day earlier this year. And that was a real gift. Sometimes it is complete strangers.
To piggyback on that, after doing this for 1,000 days with a myriad of different people, is there anything you've learned or taken away about yourself or about other people from this?
Yeah, I love that question. I actually got that asked that last night. We had about 30 different people come by our house and throw with me. And so that was one of the questions. You know, like, I think a good life connects with God and connects with people. So every day I get up and read my Bible for a couple of minutes, and every day I have a catch with somebody. Sometimes it's somebody I know, sometimes it's somebody I don't know as well. But I think, like, the thing I've learned is life's about relationships. If you don't have those horizontal connections with people, I think that you're poorer in a sense for it. So I feel like I'm the richest man in Boston today because I got to do that last night and get to throw these baseballs with people and just connect with folks.
So is that it? Is it over? Was yesterday 1,000 and you're done?
Again, another question. Like on day 500, which was New Year's Day a year and a half ago, I was prepared to hang it up. And Noah said, Dad, like, we're not doing it. So the day until we graduate high school or move out, we're going to throw with you. And so, no, not hanging it up, man. Just keep going.
I feel like this has to be a Guinness record of some sort. Do you know of anybody else in the country that has played catch with a baseball for 1,000 days straight?
There's a guy named Ethan Bryan in Springfield, Missouri, who wrote a book called A Year of Playing Catch. And I'd read it a month or two before I started throwing my boys. And that kind of was probably what turned me onto it. And he's introduced me to this group of people all over the country and maybe the world who do these catches every day. There's a guy, I think, in Atlanta who's about a year ahead of me. I think he's done it 1,300-something or 1,500-something days in a row.
There's secret Facebook groups of people playing catch, Dan.
There literally is a secret Facebook group of people doing this.
What an incredible memory your sons are going to have to carry with them for the rest of their life of doing this with you growing up.
Dude, Dan, thanks for saying that. Like, honestly, my dad was not in the picture. He had a lot of things that were going on in his life, a lot of demons that haunted him for a lot of years. And so I definitely am not the perfect dad at all. I've got a million things right. But my kids will know that every day at 5 o'clock when I came home from work, I threw a baseball with them in their middle school and high school years. And I think that's pretty good.
That's awesome, JD.
Thank you for sharing
so much. So,
man, thank you guys.
JD, who is the pastor for Christ Church Charlestown, which I hear there is an electric guitar player in that worship group at Christ Church that is just delivering the word of God through his fingers.
He's there, all right.
Faith-melting guitar solos for the Lord.
Yes. Well, JD, you are officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Thankful for you.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Bye, JD.
See you guys.
All right, bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. Well, we got a big surprise from Rihanna at the Met Gala.
A baby.
In that she revealed her third pregnancy. And while we're all very happy for her, of course, the first thing Carson says, he said, well, what about my album? Well, someone in Entertainment Tonight asked her that very question.
Thank you.
And here is what she had to say.
Thank you. Whoever this reporter is, You deserve a raise.
Is this putting R9 on pause even longer? Because you were in production.
No, maybe a couple videos, but...
A couple videos?
I could sing.
I can sing.
So R9 is still coming.
You take from that what you will, sir.
Don't fall for the mousetrap. George R.R. Martin has been finishing the Game of Thrones books for 20 years, and it's never come.
I grew up in a simpler time, Dan, where Rihanna released music. I know, it's strange.
Now she's a business.
Man.
So mind yours.
Oh, that's a bar.
The wedding, is it? Yeah. Should I write it down? Woo! Well, the wedding of the century is coming up, friends. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez have hired, well, reportedly, two global superstars to perform at their upcoming nuptials. These are just rumors at this point. I don't know that it's true, but it is being said that they have booked Lady Gaga and Elton John to sing at their wedding in Venice.
Wow.
In June.
That's kind of cool.
Where do you think the reception's going to be? VFW?
Totally. According to sources in the know, Lauren wanted some big name talent to sing from them, and it doesn't get any bigger than Gaga and Elton. They're all good friends, apparently. I don't know. But from other sources, I'm getting that, you know, Lady Gaga's on tour right now. So right. I think the chances of that are pretty small.
She just had 2.5 million people storm a beach to watch her play in Brazil.
Yeah. And so
and
this...
And he can pay her more than she made on that show.
For sure.
The wedding celebrations will be held over a 3-day period from June 24th. To June 26th,
I'd like
where
to see,
so much money will be slathered about.
Yes.
And so many fancy people.
I'd love to see Elton and Lady Gaga doing Shallow. Be a real uplifting jam at a wedding reception.
I mean, it's like both their second marriages, right? Like, do you need all that?
No.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's your wedding. Do what you want, right? I'm not here to yuck your yum. But at the same time.
Sure.
Read the room.
He just sent her to space. If she wants Lady Gaga, he's going to be like, yes, dear. He sent her to space.
Kennedy, my mom got married in her living room for her fifth marriage.
If I ever have a second marriage, my backyard seems just fine.
Yeah, I think my mom's second one was in a garden.
Yeah, just fine. You know? Whatever.
I don't know that I could name every place my mom got married, actually. I was just trying to think now.
I feel like there was a cruise ship.
There was definitely a cruise ship. Yeah.
Well, that's three.
Did your parents get married at a temple?
That's a great question. I don't know where my mom and dad got married, actually. No, I think they got married in a...
Your mom strikes me as a justice of the peace kind of gal.
Well, it was a shotgun
situation. Being as many were coming or going.
I mean,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
And the waterfront estate in Hyannis that was once owned by Taylor Swift when she was dating a member of the Kennedy family has hit the market for an easy $14.5 million.
Oh.
The 7-bedroom home is listed with Robert B. Kinlan of Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and is described as a sophisticated yet relaxed modern coastal retreat offering panoramic views across Nantucket Sound and direct lines of sight to the famed Kennedy compound.
Yes.
He represented the property when she purchased it in 2012 for $4.8 million.
It's a nice return on your investment.
She bought it in August. She sold it in February for $5.5 million.
Yeah, so she made a little money.
And now it's being sold for $14.5 million.
Well, just her owning it, too, probably increases the value a little bit.
It is a lovely, lovely home. It doesn't look anything like the grandma's house that you get to stay at down there.
Whenever we have friends or family come in, if we go down to the Cape, that's always the neighborhood we drive through because everybody wants to see the Kennedy compound. They want to know. So
sure.
You can drive all down the little side streets and go, we think that's the Taylor Swift house.
Well, the address is right, Shaw, if you need it again. And that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy is brought to you by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in the new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Say hey to Monique from Worcester, Kennedy.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Kennedy.
Good.
Whoa.
Had a little weird thing from the phone. Monique, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie, as you know, that's a loss for you. She is now over in that soundproof studio. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Question number one. 14 years ago today, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides had its world premiere at Disneyland. Who plays Captain Jack in those movies?
That would be Johnny Depp.
Brandy will return to the role of Cinderella in the Disney Channel movie Descendants: Wicked Wonderland. In the original Cinderella, the prince proclaims he will marry no one but the girl who fits what? Question number three. Kylie Jenner flew solo at the Met Gala because her boyfriend was at home watching the Knicks game.
Priorities.
Who is he dating? Or who is she dating?
Timothée Chalamet.
Question number four. Tabloid reports claim that Liam and Noel Gallagher will be kept apart during the reunion tour to the point that only time they will interact is when they're on stage. Liam and Noel Gallagher are brothers who formed which band together? All right. And question number five. Lego is releasing a Black Dahlia flower set inspired by Wednesday. Where does Wednesday go to boarding school on that show?
I just rewatched it too, and I should know. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Okay. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
So Monique works as a health education teacher, and I have to be honest with you, your phone is breaking up so badly. It reminds me I'm a little bit older than everybody else, but when I was a kid, they had this thing called the speak and spell. Do you remember those, Kennedy?
Sure.
That's what Monique's phone sounds like this morning.
Sounds like if you were getting sucked into an 80s video game. Like
right.
In a movie.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, with what you said, for sure.
I have her getting 3 out of 5 correct. Is that right, Dan?
Yes.
All right. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
14 years ago today, the Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides had its world premiere at Disneyland. Who plays Captain Jack in those movies?
Johnny Depp.
Tied at 1. Brandy will return to the role of Cinderella in the Disney Channel movie Descendants: Wicked Wonderland.
Right.
In the original Cinderella.
I thought you liked that.
I do love a Descendants movie.
In the original Cinderella, the prince proclaims he will marry no one but the girl who fits what?
The glass slipper.
Tied at 2. Kylie Jenner flew solo at the Met Gala because her boyfriend was at home watching the Knicks game. Who is Kylie dating?
Timothée Chalamet.
Tied at 3. Tabloid reports claim that Liam and Noel Gallagher will be kept apart during their reunion tour to the point that the only time they'll interact is when they are on stage.
Sounds like a lot of fun and a ticket I'd love to buy.
Liam and Noel Gallagher are brothers who formed which band together?
Oasis.
They
will not get past the second show. There will be a fight, and that will be the end of it. Done, 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 done.
And I will watch that fight on YouTube.
I think they're going to sell a billion tickets and make a ton of money.
They already
have. They're going to sell a billion tickets, but they are not going to make it past the second one.
4-3, question number 5. Lego is releasing a Black Dahlia flower, a set inspired by Wednesday. Where does Wednesday go to boarding school on the show?
I'm not going to get it.
Nevermore Academy.
You'd probably remember that if they didn't take 3 years in between seasons.
And I've watched the first season twice.
Why so long? I hate when shows do that.
A lot of times they get them in the can and then it takes a long time just to get it back up, like putting it in there so that it gets the right placement, so that it'll get awards, so that it'll get this, that, and the other thing.
3 years just kills all the momentum.
And Jenna Ortega got real famous real fast. So,
all right, final score is 4-3. Kennedy gets the win. Monique, you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a $100 play card to In the Game Peabody, your go-to for hot games, fun food, and cool parties. Check out party packages and more at inthegamepeabody.com. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Monique, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Sure.
Happy Teacher Appreciation Week.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
As you know, I have a 14-year-old son at home, so I get a lot of stuff in my social media feed that is around him. It's lacrosse stuff. It's sports stuff. It's 14-year-old boy lingo stuff. And the other day, this video got fed to me, and it says that one of the hot new trends is wearing soccer cleats as regular shoes. And there was this group of teenage boys. They were out at the mall just walking around, clack, 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 clinking along in their soccer cleats.
So they're here for disruption. They're here for chaos.
They're going to the mall. They're going to the movies. They're trying to wear them to school. Soccer cleats as a fashion statement.
That's not comfortable on anything but grass.
And it reminded me of me at that age and the ridiculous thing that me and my friends used to wear were batting helmets. It was just a very popular thing. I don't know if it was exclusive to where I was.
I am flashing back to boys wearing batting helmets when I was a young person.
Yes.
I am, because I feel like you could get them like as a gift if you went to the game. Or
it's exactly
even,
what it was.
Even bigger than that, like it was a gas station that was giving them away. Like my mom would get a full tank of gas and you got like a White Sox shirt.
So we would go to the beach and we'd wear our batting helmet. Or we go.
You would wear a helmet to the beach?
Or we go to the movies and you wore your batting helmet.
Well, sun protection is important, Dan.
This is my new favorite story. I've never heard this. You wore a batting helmet to the beach.
I still have it. I'm going to dig it out. I have it somewhere.
No chance, Lana, still at you.
No, I have it. I absolutely have kept it. Wow. It's a white.
Well, now you should wear it to the beach. You ain't got no hair. It would make more sense now.
Whatever.
What he said.
So 617-655-1234. Something ridiculous that you wore or did as a trend when you were younger, looking back at now, and you're just like, what was I thinking? Why was I wearing a batting helmet to go bowling?
So many questions.
Lisa's from Quincy. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, good morning.
All right, what was it you
from
did?
From 1963 till 1965, me and my friends had pacifiers in our mouth at all times.
Really?
If there wasn't food going in.
How old were you during this, like, trend?
13.
Oh, okay.
12, 13, 14.
And then the Ravers took it over. And so
yeah,
there you go.
Now you go to a
now you were a trendsetter.
EDM. And
you're a trendsetter.
Yeah.
But that's
at least it wasn't
reason.
Smoking.
True. Did it mess up your teeth?
No, it didn't, actually.
A pacifier.
No.
That's so
yeah,
good.
It could have, huh?
Thanks, Lisa. The amount of money I've spent in my mouth, that's all I ever think about.
Just 13 years old. You imagine what your mom and dad were like, take that stupid pacifier out of your mouth.
Don't tell me how to live, Mom.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Come on. I'm not hurting anybody.
I mean, I could be stupid and wear a batting helmet like that guy does.
Yeah, I'm like, do you fall a lot? Why do you need a helmet?
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys.
ridiculous trend from when you were younger that you look back on now and go, what was I thinking?
All right. I was a member of our high school team ski club, and we used to go skiing all the time wearing regular jeans, and we would always tie a bandana around our thigh, maybe a little Aerosmith touch.
When I tell you, we did the exact same thing.
No.
So we went skiing. We went skiing at this place called Villa Olivia, I think. It was an old landfill that they turned into a ski mountain. It was a hill.
Sounds like a resort.
So we'd go there with our ski club in the eighth grade.
Right.
And none of us had ski clothes. And so we would wear jeans and like four sweatshirts. Nothing waterproof, nothing anything. That's all we had, but bandanas were the key.
What is the significance of the bandana?
John Bon Jovi did it, so we did too.
Okay.
That's right. I grew up in Jersey, so there you go.
100%.
It was the Bloods of the Crips, Dan. Don't you know anything?
Yeah, right. It was the North Suburbs versus the South Suburbs.
That's so good. Thanks, Joe, for calling in. We appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome, guys.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Ingrid from West Roxbury. Good morning, Ingrid.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So what was the trend that you look back on now from when you were younger? Just like, what was I thinking?
Well, Jerry curls. Had to have them. Michael Jackson, Menudo, I can go right down the list. All my middle school pictures, I have Jerry curls.
You know, when
they were orderly, though.
When I was in the sixth grade, my mother would get up in the morning and try and feather my hair, Kennedy.
This is one of my favorite stories of all time.
Do you remember feathering? Dan, do you know what that is?
Like, no.
You have to think back.
You. Oh, yeah.
Like Farrah Fawcett had feathered hair. There was a couple of actors
That was sort of it.
Oh, okay.
We had that in school, too.
Yeah, I know that.
But my hair was stick straight, so my mom would get up in the morning sometimes and with some hairspray and burn the hell out of my head trying to make my hair feathered.
She didn't put it on the steam setting, which is what you needed because your hair was stick straight. That's fine.
Did men feather their hair? Because you're
150,000%.
Yeah.
Well, you used Farrah Fawcett as your example. That's why I'm asking.
Well, because she had it. But no.
You remember the movie American Hustle? Bradley Cooper got a perm. That was it, son.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for putting in his parlance.
I do what I can.
All right. Thanks, Ingrid. Have a good day. Dan, go watch The Breakfast Club. Pretty much every guy in that movie had feathered hair.
I've seen The Breakfast Club.
That is absolutely patently untrue.
That's feathered hair.
No.
Yes.
Not one person has feathered hair.
Yes,
in that movie.
They
Who's they?
Judd Nelson. It was longer, flopped back.
We are gonna fight Judd Nelson.
That was feathered hair. That was feathered.
Never.
It was long feathered hair, but it was feathered.
It was not feathered, son. Oh, we're gonna fight.
All right, 617-655-1234. Something ridiculous that you wore or did as a trend when you were a teenager, like these kids today are wearing soccer cleats out to the mall.
Where are my 90s and early 2000s people at?
Where are them jorts at? Let's go.
A trend that I was actually alive for. Somebody call me with one of those.
I'm getting left out. I'm sorry,
Dan.
The 80s were just that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So we've been talking about the ridiculous things that we did when we were younger as trends, fashion trends, whatever. When I was a kid, I shared that I wore a baseball helmet. Me and my friends all had them. We all wore them everywhere.
It's funny every time.
Going to the movies, going to the mall, you know, the Yankees, the Dodgers. I had an Orioles one, and it was just a thing. Everybody had a batting helmet that you wore to go hang out. I went roller skating with my batting helmet, and they would yell at me. They're like, "No, no, have your batting helmet on the skating rink floor while you're skating."
And were you safety first, yo?
That's one of the only reasonable times to wear the helmet.
That's the only one that makes sense.
It's going to fall off, and somebody's going to trip over. No hats on the skating rink floor. I used to get yelled at. And I saw this video the other day. It reminded me of the batting helmet thing. There are teenage boys now that are wearing soccer cleats as a fashion statement. So they're going to the mall. They're going to the movies. They're hanging out with their friends.
I don't feel like it's a fashion statement. I feel like they're just trying to be disruptive. But that's fine.
Sure.
That
could
do.
Be it, too.
That's what you do as a teenager.
617-655.
Kennedy, you don't understand fashion in 2025.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Cleats are in.
Cleats are apparently in if you're going to the mall.
I'll be falling on my butt all over the mall.
Kristen's from Derry, New Hampshire. Dan, this one might be close to your heart. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. What was that trend you look back on now? It's ridiculous.
So crisscross trend where you'd have on your jean overall shorts or even just jean overalls.
Is one of the buttons unbuttoned?
No.
Yeah, you'd only have one of them. Yeah, backwards and only one. The other one would just be hanging down. Ridiculous looking, but
very
I did
TLC.
It.
Yes. Remember TLC back in the day?
Yes.
Big baggy. Yes.
Yes.
Looking
only, only one arm up.
Yep.
I would like to discuss back
so,
when we would wear as many,
so many
polo shirts
friends.
As we could on top of each other. Like there'd be four polo shirts and then a button down on top of it.
Right.
But I only had one actual Izod shirt. So I could only wear that one on top. All the rest had to go underneath because they were fakes.
Oh, okay. See, when
so
I would...
I never could shake it up very much by changing up my colors. But right. I mean, good God, you couldn't put your arms down. You were like Ralphie's brother in A Christmas Story.
When I was younger, there was a certain brand of dude who would do like the double flipped up collar of the polo shirt
sure.
at house parties.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, okay, that guy.
Yeah, I was never into that trend.
Oh, yes.
Matt is from God's Country, Charlestown. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, guys.
What is the ridiculous trend you did when you were younger?
We used to take whatever homemade implements we had, gardening shears, box cutters, whatever, and cut off the back of our basketball shoes, like our Air Jordans, to make them into slides.
Was this a trend, or did someone just trick you? Because I've never
heard
of this.
A little both.
I've never heard of that
so
one.
So those were expensive shoes, am I?
Yeah, for yeah,
at
absolutely.
The time, they were, yeah. you know, whatever.
Yep.
So when you got those, and then you cut them, and then you cut them, and what did your mother say, is what I'd like
so
to
it was
know.
Usually it was your old pair. So when like a year had gone by and you got a new pair, then you cut your old pair and you had slides.
And now they sell them. You can buy like Jordan mules.
See, our guy was a trendsetter.
You were.
You were a trendsetter, son.
Just ahead of my time.
That's it. That's it, my guy.
I've never heard of that.
No, fantastic. Me neither.
Hey, take your. Let's get our basketball shoes and a pair of scissors. I got an idea, guys.
They're like, Matt did it.
Let's go. Carson, grab your baseball helmet.
Gonna have a fight.
Amanda's from Abington. What did you do as a trend that you look back on as ridiculous?
I didn't do this, but a lot of people in my high school did, and it was the Nelly Band-Aid.
Yes. That was like 2004 is country grammar.
Yeah, explain yes. that look,
there's
Dan.
So many. Yep. Nelly always wore a Band-Aid across his cheek. And no one ever really knew why, but there was like rumors that it was for like a family member who was in prison. So then there'd be a bunch of white kids from the suburbs running around with the Band-Aid on their face. Yeah. Like, this is my folks locked down.
100%.
So good.
I'm getting flashbacks on the text line. The JNCO jeans, the Juicy Couture tracksuits. At one point,
Juicy is back, by the
way. At one point, I had frosted tips, a silver bracelet, a necklace, jorts, and an Echo Unlimited shirt.
Oh, Echo.
For sure.
And you know what? All of that is coming back.
The
which
Echo
is the wild
of it
part
all.
Of it all.
Kelly's from Roslindale. What was that trend that was ridiculous when you were younger?
I used to take my pants so tight that I used to have an indent in the back of my thigh. And to make it one step further to keep it in, those jelly bracelets, I used to put that, you know, stretch that out so it fit over my calf. And then I'd fold the pants so tight that the peg of my pants would stay in all day.
I used to peg my Z Cavaricci pants, Kennedy, back
so did,
in the day.
So did my ex-husband.
Oh, nice.
He would not leave the house. In college, he would not leave unless things were properly pegged. And you don't understand. There would be times where he'd have to re-peg 14 times because the fold wasn't just right.
Explain to Dan and for the young people that don't understand the pegging of the jeans.
So if you want to take your jeans and make them tight around your ankle, right? So you're going to take your jeans and gather up extra material, fold over.
In the back.
And then you fold up once. So that it stays tight. And then you fold up twice. This is hurting my shoulder. So that you do it again.
Okay.
And then it doesn't move. And then you can't feel your foot.
Why?
But it looks, well, and it looked good on him. I don't know what to tell you.
And we didn't just buy jeans that were tighter around
there
the ankle.
There was no such thing. They didn't make them like that.
No, Dan, I would have my Z Cavaricci's pegged. I'd have on my... I don't
Levi's Buttonfly 501.
Sure, yeah, and my Orioles batting helmet.
Boy, the girls must have come a running. You beast.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kebby Kennedy presented by Subaru. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Michelle from Acton.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
Michelle either works in VA or at the VA, but it's definitely one of those two, Kennedy. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Michelle?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Five trivia questions. They're all pop culture related. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the $100. I have that right, Dan, correct?
I believe that's how the game works, yes.
Okay. And Kennedy has left the studio. I have that right?
She gone.
All right. And Michelle's playing.
Sounds we're like all, we're okay. All caught up.
Okay. Thank you. You're producing the hell out of the show this morning. Thank you, Dan. All right. Here we go. Question number one. Mamma Mia tops the list of the best movies to watch on Mother's Day. Mamma Mia is a jukebox musical set to the music of which group?
ABBA.
The Austin City Limits Music Festival has revealed their lineup. Headliners include Sabrina Carpenter, Hozier, Doja Cat, Luke Combs, and Doechii. Only one of those acts are also headlining Boston Calling. Which is it?
Oh, can you repeat the options again?
Sure. Sabrina Carpenter, Hozier, Doja Cat, Luke Combs, and Doechii. Which one is also headlining Boston Calling?
Oh, gosh. The second option. I can't remember what it was. The second option.
Hozier. All right. Question number three. Seinfeld fans still ask Julia Louis-Dreyfus to dance like Elaine, but she won't do it. What is the name of the diner where a lot of Seinfeld takes place?
Oh, my God. Union Square Diner.
All right. Is that question a remnants from yesterday's show, Dan?
It just happened to work out that way. It was kismet.
Question number four. Chapel Roan says heart singer Ann Wilson has the best voice in rock, and Barracuda is her favorite song. In Chapel's song Pink Pony Club, which state does she leave against her mother's wishes to dance at the Pink Pony Club?
Tennessee.
Question number five. Rihanna spoke to Entertainment Tonight and said her latest pregnancy is not delaying her next album. You sit on a throat of lies, Rihanna. She says, quote, I can still sing. What year did Rihanna's last album come out?
Oh, my God.
I know. It was the
80s.
Jeez. 1800s. 1880s.
What year are we in? 2025?
Yep.
Gosh. 2019.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
What do you do at the VA?
I'm a physician assistant.
Oh, very cool. Kennedy, yeah. Welcome back. Thank you for doing that for people to VA.
Thank you. You're welcome. I appreciate it.
Michelle got 2 out of 5.
All right. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, these are hard. Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Mamma Mia tops the list of the best movies to watch on Mother's Day. Mamma Mia is a jukebox musical set to the music of which group?
ABBA.
I might want to check that out on Mother's Day. I haven't seen that one.
You haven't?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Title one.
It's a feel-good movie.
The Austin City Limits Music Festival has revealed their lineup. Headliners include, pay attention, Kennedy, Sabrina Carpenter, Hozier, Doja Cat, Luke Combs, and Doechii. Only one of those acts are also headlining Boston Calling. Which is it?
Oh, one more time?
Sure. Sabrina Carpenter, Hozier, Doja Cat, Luke Combs, Doechii.
Luke Combs.
It is Luke Combs. 2-1. Seinfeld fans still ask Julia Louis-Dreyfus to dance like Elaine, but she won't do it. What is the name of the diner where a lot of Seinfeld takes place?
Monk's.
It is Monk's Cafe.
Ugh.
3-1. Question number four. Chapel Roan says heart singer Ann Wilson has the best voice in rock.
Facts.
And Barracuda is her favorite song.
Facts.
And Chapel's song Pink Pony Club. Which state does she leave against her mother's wishes to dance at the Pink Pony Club?
Tennessee. Woo! Good guess.
4-2. Question number five. Rihanna spoke to Entertainment Tonight and said her latest pregnancy is not delaying her next album.
It's all the other stuff that's delaying.
I think you're reading into that, but go ahead.
She says, and I quote, I can still sing. Prove it, Rihanna. Can you? What year did Rihanna's last album come out?
20...
It's the same year Paul Revere did his ride.
2018?
Super close. 2016. It's almost a decade. Gosh.
January of 2016, too. So almost 2015.
All right. Final score is 4-2. Kennedy gets the W. Nice job.
Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Michelle, you don't get the cash, but we do have a pair of concert tickets for you. You've won tickets to see Kendrick Lamar and SZA on the Grand National Tour May 12th at Gillette Stadium. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you've got those for free, okay?
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Yep. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Michelle. I'm from Acton, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Attention, attention, attention. Please order in the court, Kennedy.
Yep.
Order in the court. Welcome to Carson's court. Please order in the court. Settle down, people. Don't make me hit this gavel again, Kennedy.
I love it that you're both judge and jury in this situation. Judge, jury, prosecutor, and defense attorney, quite frankly.
I ended up down a rabbit hole in a Facebook neighborhood group yesterday. And I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know if I was right or wrong or
nosy.
Whatever.
You were nosy. Yeah.
I was nosy. That is a fact.
Everybody that fights in Facebook town groups are the nosy neighbor.
Yeah, if you post on someone's page that you don't know, you might be nosy.
Well, this is a neighborhood group.
You might be
nosy. And usually it's like, hey, watch out. There's a coyote eating cats in the neighborhood, or there's a new business. You know, it's all those sorts of things.
I'm well aware of it. I'm just saying.
Or
I don't post
some
on
porch pirates stole my package. Have you seen this person? But yesterday, somebody posted a video. It's about 10 seconds long. And it is of a car on a main street. And there's a little dog inside. Mm-hmm. And it says, poor dog has been left in this car for God knows how long.
And only God does, because she just started walking past.
Right.
I'm sure it's fine.
So these sorts of things anger me because you get no context. You are just trying to shame somebody for your own benefit is how it makes me feel.
You're making someone else feel bad so that you can feel tall. It's gross.
So I respond. A, it's like 60 outside because yesterday it was.
Yeah, it was like 55 and rainy.
And it's rainy, fine. Yes. B, and I look at the car. It's one of these newer, like, hybrid electric cars. And a lot of these newer cars have climate control, even if the car's not running. They have this technology now, and it looks like one of those cars. Either way, the dog is fine. The dog is fine. Mm-hmm. Why are you posting the video? If you were really concerned about the dog, what would you do, Kennedy?
But call, like, animal control or call the police, or if it was really hot and the dog looked like it was in distress, I'd probably break a window. I don't care. But I would not do it in this instance.
Right. I was the only one that probably had this opinion. Because this is where it goes off the rails.
Did they come for you?
Oh, they came for me.
Was this like yesterday afternoon while most of the Yentas are at home doing nothing?
It was, yeah, it was like 6 p.m. yesterday. Carson, but like, just leave your dog at home if you plan to have it inside your car for an hour on end. Carson, so the special car is equipped to keep the doggy safe? Only a beep would leave their barking dog alone in a climate-controlled special car. Regardless if it's 60 outside. Carson, would you do it to a child? I don't think so.
That is a jump. But keep going. Please tell me they kept coming for you. I could listen to that all day.
WTF, call for help. Oh no, the poor doggy. This makes me so sad.
Were you the only one on the entire comment thread with the differing opinion?
No, actually, a couple of other people. Nobody came to my defense. But a couple of people, like this one, my dog loves the car, can hardly get him out. It's like his living room. Windows cracked, whatever, the dog is fine. So there's that. But that was like the minority.
I feel like it's less about what you were talking about, if I'm being very honest, but the fact that you felt your need.
Yes.
You felt the need to put your two cents in. This is everything that's wrong with social media.
Yes.
Every single thing.
And they post, and this is probably what was the tipping point for me. They did it anonymously.
How do you do that?
You can post in our group anonymously. So they post
a
video.
Well, that's your fault for having a group.
They're virtue signaling of, you're a terrible person. I'm going to call you out, and I'm going to post a video, but you don't get to know who I am. And I'm not really calling you out because I didn't call the police. I really didn't think that the dog and the animal was in danger.
No, I'm just trying to shame you on the internet.
Right.
Because we live in an outraged society now.
And then I get sucked in, and now here I am firing shots back at them.
Never. Read the comments.
I can't help it, though.
You can, actually.
So Carson hates dogs. You heard her here first. He doesn't care about animal welfare.
617-655-1234. Order in the court. Order in the court. So now we're going to let you, the jury, decide.
Yep.
Do you want to... Do you? Are you going to be the foreperson, Kennedy? For
I'll do whatever it is that you need me to do. People, come for him.
Do you think they're going to come for me?
I hope so. A million things you could have been reading about, learning, bettering your mind. And instead, this is how you're spending your time, with an anonymous poster in a Charlestown Facebook group. Dude, go touch grass.
Best thing we heard today.
617-655-1234. We'll do that next on Mix. Carson
and I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Order in the court. Order in the court, Kennedy.
All right.
Order. Dan? The judge has entered the chat.
Judge of who?
By the way, we got a text that, speaking of court, we got a shout out from Emily D. Baker yesterday during that. I haven't watched all of it yet. Emily will be on the show tomorrow to talk about the Karen Reed trial. Now, this is a bigger situation than the Karen Reed trial. It's what happened yesterday on the neighborhood Facebook group. And I just got sucked into it. And it just, it infuriates me that I do it. But also, they shouldn't have done it. They should not.
It's not your place. Either way. It's not.
So, anonymously...
You're wrong doesn't make her wrong, right or wrong.
They're more wronger.
Righter than you.
They're wronger. More wronger than me.
They're wrong, but I'm going to... No.
Somebody posted a video on the neighborhood Facebook group, and anonymously, and it's a 10-second clip of a dog in a car barking. Little dog. Cute little dog.
Probably barking because the person is standing in front of the window.
Absolutely. And then the comment, you know, the... Poor dog has been left in this car for God knows how long. And I couldn't. It just hit me in a way. And so I posted, it's like 60 outside. That dog is fine. It was cool yesterday. Who hasn't left their dog out in the car when it's cool? It just happens sometimes.
I did all the time with Elvis. I travel alone. I can't go pee. He can't come with me. It is what it is.
And I said, he's just fine. Those cars have climate control even when the car's not running. A lot of new cars that are hybrid.
I've never heard that in my life, but go on.
Really? Oh, yeah. A lot of new cars have that. They have climate control because these cars are all battery.
It's so irrelevant.
It is relevant. Because if the climate control is on, the dog is even more fine.
So if it was in a less traffic control, would you be mad then?
I don't know. I'd have to see. Again, it's all context, right? You need context to judge. If you were really upset, you'd have called the cops. But you weren't really upset.
No, I was just trying to shame people on the internet.
Well, everybody came for me then. So the special car is equipped to keep the doggy safe. Only a beep would leave their barking dog alone in the climate-controlled special car. So many people came at me.
See, what you did was you took the opposite stance of the pro-dog stance.
I'm pro-dog.
On the internet.
See, what you did was...
And they're going to kill you for that every time.
You tried to negotiate with a terrorist, and we don't do that.
Anne is from Walpole. Welcome to Carson's Court, Anne. You're now a part of the jury. What say you?
Well, Carson, anonymous Karen prancing by in her Lululemons just wanted to get her attention, but you are 100% right for correcting her, because she had no business putting her two cents out there, but you did step in the middle of the hen house by putting your opinion out there.
Facts all around.
Just community pages on the Facebook are no place to go to keep your mental health sane.
They're just not. Thank you to jury member, and you are dismissed. Greg, welcome to the jury from West Roxbury.
Hi, thank you.
What is your ruling
first
here?
First of all, these Facebook groups are my favorite part of Facebook, the only reason I use them. The drama is so much fun, but you're going about it the wrong way. Carson, you're definitely right, but you got to troll them instead. My favorite is to say, and see, this is why I leave my puppy in the glove box. Then people won't make videos like that.
Oh, now, yes. Hey, order in the court, Kennedy. That's order in the court. Order in the court.
So you're taking... serious Carson level petty to the next.
Oh,
next
man. Where were you yesterday, Greg?
That's a great response. I would heart that response on Facebook.
Or just don't respond. Am I being crazy? Is it me? Am I the crazy one? Well, we guess we know that.
Never All mind. Right. We have now juror Mo.
Asked and answered.
Who is joining the jury from Hanscom Air Force Base this morning.
Hey, good morning.
What say you, Mo?
I agree. It's just not something that you would post. It's not appropriate. It's probably not what that Facebook neighborhood page is for. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think Facebook pages are only for people to complain about stuff. Because they're so unhappy in their real lives.
All right, Sue is from Acton. She's joining the jury this morning. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Carson. How are you?
Good. This is nobody's talking about the Karen Reed trial anymore, Kennedy. They're all talking about Carson's court this morning. What do you got?
Oh, well, I've owned dogs for almost 30 years, and I often leave them in the car for an hour or more. You just have to be smart about it. As long as it's not too hot or too cold, your windows are cracked open to the right amount, you can leave them there. They're happy as a clam, usually, so I see no problem with it.
So what you're trying to say is mind your business.
Well, I'm saying if I saw that dog and it was 100 degrees outside, I'd grab my Leatherman and crack the window, right?
Yeah, if you saw anything illegal in distress, you would get help for it.
Right.
But in distress is the key there.
Yes. As opposed... Yeah.
Standing outside and making the dog irate or anxious because you're staring at it and tapping the window at it. Like, that's not cool.
It also could have been in the car for literally 3 minutes. She correct, wasn't standing man. There. She was just walking correct. By.
Or it could have been there for why, yeah. 2 hours. Who knows how long the dog was in there? You have no idea what is going on. Does nobody crate their dog and they put... That was one of the things. Oh, how can you keep the dog in such a small space? Do people not crate dogs anymore?
Oh, I do.
Yes.
Smoking in a crate right now.
Right. Oh, my God. How can you leave a dog in a crate?
She prefers it. She prefers it than sleeping in the bed with me. What does that say? Mm. That's a story for another day, isn't it?
Because you got cold feet.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. And I believe we are ready. Are you ready, Kennedy?
I was born ready.
Dan, were you born ready?
No, but I'm ready now.
Okay, let's
through hard work and dedication.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Let's see here. Kimby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Ryan from Woburn.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Ryan?
Kennedy, could you please get out of the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Hey, will you make sure the climate control is on when you leave us? Windows cracked.
I know we've got to hurry up with this game. We can't leave Kennedy in the studio too long. Someone will come and break the glass.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that unfortunately is a loss for you. And Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. Ryan, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Soundgarden still plans to release its final album with the late Chris Cornell. Soundgarden was a pioneer of that early 90s Seattle rock sound. What did they call that genre?
Grunge.
Oh, that sounded like you had an assistant in the background, right?
Yeah, my friend Lizzie's here with me.
Hey, Lizzie.
Hi.
Question number 2. What is the name of Olivia Rodrigo's debut single that rocketed her to fame as a teenager back in 2021?
An album once
you... Did you say the song or the album?
The song.
Driver's License?
Bella Ramsey says gendered categories are important in award shows and recognition for women should be preserved. They also don't mind being included in actress categories, even though they are non-binary. Before starring in The Last of Us, Bella played Liana Mormont on which show? Did I pronounce that correctly?
Mormont, but you're...
Mormont, yeah. Thank you, Dan. Mr. Beast is 27 today. That's wild. Okay. He's 27. He has the most subscribers in the entire world on YouTube. Every single one of his videos gets as more views as the Super Bowl. His most popular video has almost 800 million views and is a real-life recreation of which TV show?
The Squid Games.
Question number 5. Halsey announced they've got a new single coming out featuring Amy Lee of Evanescence. Halsey has been part of two songs that have reached number one in the country. Can you name both of them?
I don't know them.
Okay.
Closer? I don't know another one.
All right,
so.
let's get Kennedy back into the studio. Ryan, I understand you're, let's see, you're headed to Dunk's and then to work, correct?
Yeah, I'm in the parking lot for Dunk's right now.
All right, what's your go-to at Dunk's?
Typically a green tea and whatever flavor of the month they have.
What was that look for, Dan?
I didn't even know Dunkin' Donuts sold tea.
Yeah, they do it. They have a guava green tea right now that I've been drinking.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Ryan, with an assist from his friend Lizzie, got 4 out of 5.
Oof, all right.
These are difficult. You ready?
Yeah.
Soundgarden still plans to release its final album with the late Chris Cornell. Soundgarden was a pioneer of the early 90s Seattle rock sound. What was that genre called?
Grunge.
Grunge is it. Tie to one. What is the name of Olivia Rodrigo's debut single that rocketed her to fame as a teenager back in 2021?
Driver's License.
Tied at 2. Bella Ramsey says gendered categories are important in award shows and recognition for women should be preserved. They also don't mind being included in actress categories even though they're non-binary. Before starring in The Last of Us, Bella played Lyanna Mormont on which show?
Game of Thrones.
That is cool.
Stuck the landing on the name that time.
Thank you, Dan. Question number 4. Mr. Beast, 27 today. What are you doing with your life, Kennedy?
Not much.
He has the most subscribers in the entire world on YouTube. And every single one of his videos gets as many or more views as the Super Bowl.
That's wild.
His most popular video has almost 800 million views and is a real-life recreation of which TV show?
The Office?
Squid Game. He did an actual Squid Game. 4-3. Question number 5. This just got very interesting.
Uh-oh.
Halsey announced they've got a new song coming out featuring Amy Lee of Evanescence.
I'm here for that.
Halsey has been part of two songs that have reached number one in the country. Can you name both?
Closer. So not her solo stuff that went.
Halsey has been part of two songs that have reached number one in the country.
So not something she did by herself.
It could be either. She's just been a part of two songs that have been number one.
Without Me.
And the other one you said was Closer?
Yeah.
That is correct.
That song lives rent-free in my head, in my core, I say.
Yeah. 4-4 is the final score. Nice work. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thanks, guys.
It's like a delicious tea at Dunk's.
It is.
Ryan, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you and Lizzie calling into play this morning.
Thank you.
Yep. I understand you work at a place that sells acai bowls.
Yeah, Everbowl in Woburn.
Acai.
No, I live in Woburn. Yeah. I have to check
Jason
it out.
Jason Tatum's actually one of, he's our owner.
Hello.
It's called what again? Everbowl?
Everbowl, yeah.
In Woburn.
Jason Tatum owns an acai bowl shop in Woburn?
He wants you to have superfoods, Dan.
I learned something today.
Yeah. Stop by anytime.
Absolutely.
I love that. All right, cool. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Ryan from Woburn, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Sarah from Stoke.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
There she goes in her very cool Go-Go's t-shirt.
She's always dressed very cool.
She is.
She is cool.
That's a fact. And then there's me and Dan. What kind of t-shirt you got on over there?
Just a collared black shirt I got from Walmart.
Yeah. I got It's free, what I have. It's got some logo of some organization. All right, Sarah, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $1,000. Are you ready?
Okay, as ready as I'll ever be.
Celebrities who have the same name include Michael Jordan and Michael B. Jordan, actress Michelle Williams and singer Michelle Williams, and Michael Keaton and Michael Douglas. Keaton's last real name is actually Douglas. Singer Michelle Williams was a part of which group?
Oh, God.
Need an answer.
Is it a... I'm trying to picture it. Is it Destiny's Child? I don't think that's right.
Question number 2. The families of Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi are planning a universe that will include TV shows, movies, music, and live events. They're kicking it off with a graphic novel. Who are the characters they play?
The Blues Brothers.
In The Princess Diaries, which actress plays Mia Thermopolis?
Anne Hathaway.
I need the artist and title of this song. It is the first rap song to hit number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. Hang on, take a listen.
Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. To the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow.
Name the artist and title, please.
Is it Rapper's Delight, Sugar Hill Gang?
Question number 5. The Thunderbolts have changed their name. At the end of the latest Marvel Cinematic movie, it renames itself during the credits, and the stars have been helping officially rebrand the film a few days after its release. What is the rebranded name of the Thunderbolts?
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was actually a nice job, though. Those are tough.
You did very well.
Very difficult questions, Kennedy.
You say that a lot.
It's true.
Every game, if you're keeping count.
Sarah, I have getting 4 out of 5
correct. Oh, my goodness. Well done, friend.
$1,000 on the line, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Celebrities who have the same name include Michael Jordan and Michael B. Jordan, actress Michelle Williams and singer Michelle Williams, and Michael Keaton and Michael Douglas. Keaton's real last name is actually Douglas. Singer Michelle Williams was a part of which group?
Destiny's Child.
That is correct. We are tied at 1. The families of Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi are planning a universe that will include TV shows, movies, music, and live events, and they're kicking it off with a graphic novel. Mm-hmm. Who are the characters they play?
Jake and Elwood Blues, yes. The Blues Brothers.
Yes, of course.
Please don't.
Tied to 2, question number 3. In The Princess Diaries, which actress plays Mia Thermopolis?
Anne Hathaway.
Tied to 3, question number 4. Kennedy, can you give me the artist and title of this song? It is the first rap song to hit number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. Take a listen.
Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello. To the black, to the white, the red, and the brown,
the purple, and yellow. Go ahead and give me the artist and title, please.
It's the Sugar Hill Gang and Rapper's Delight.
Tied it for question number 5. The Thunderbolts have changed their name. At the end of the latest Marvel Cinematic Universe movie, it renames itself during
spoiler
the credits.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert is correct.
And the stars have been helping officially rebrand the film a few days after its release. What is the rebranded name of the new...
I don't know.
Well, it's out there. I don't know what to tell you. It is now called the New Avengers.
Oh, crying out loud.
Isn't that wild?
There you go.
Have you seen that one yet, Dan?
No. Yeah. I'm going to go next Cheap Tuesday.
Oh, very smart. Yeah. Yes, big round of applause for Dan going Cheap Tuesday.
Tuesday matinees, man, when everyone else is still working.
Best.
It's only like $8.50 compared to the normal.
There's 2 people in the theater. Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
It is so good. Okay, well, we end up in a 4-4
well
tie.
Done, Sarah.
Kennedy, you get the win, Sarah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you really did fantastic. Those were tough. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Sarah from Stoughton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.